Hi, this is Melissa Bartel, and this is my Dog Days of Podcasting entry for August 28th. Even though technically I did one at like 1 o'clock this morning, this is really the one for today because the one from 1 o'clock this morning was yesterday. Anyway, I didn't write new content for today, so there's no short story and there's no essay and nothing like that. But it's not quite a ramble either because there are two things that are in my head today, three really, that I wanted to address. So the first thing is my friends Mike and Bill right now are halfway to their new home in Ohio, and I just wanted to give them a shout out and tell them I hope that their trip has been successful and have them hug all four of their greyhounds for me, because I know traveling with dogs is a challenge. Sadly, I can't ask the greyhounds to hug Mike and Bill for me, but I know they would if I could. So there's that. And speaking of greyhounds, my friend Mike, the same Mike, had got me hooked on a Facebook feed for David's Best Mate. David's Best Mate is a retired racing greyhound in England who was adopted by a woman named Becky. And his Facebook page, which of course she manages because he's a dog, is all written as if he's writing it. It's written in his very specific greyhound, British greyhound vernacular. And so he uses words like lovely and super and things like that, and it's very cute, and it's really sweet. And for many years, he has been sort of an ambassador for adopting retired racing greyhounds and giving them new homes when their racing careers are over. And earlier today, Becky posted that because David, who is about 11 years old, which is really old for a greyhound, although Mike and Bill have older greyhounds than that, but it's still pretty far up there for a greyhound. Because he's at that point where he's aging, and because his last event that he went to really knocked him for a loop, he's been doing things like having accidental wheeze inside the house, which never happens. She's decided to retire him from public life. So, I mean, they're still going to go on walkies down to the local chip shop and things, but he's not going to do events anymore. And so that's on my mind. So because he's on my mind, and because I really enjoy this blog and this Facebook page and his voice, I wanted to send you all to his website, his blog, David's blog, which isn't kept up as often as his Facebook is, of course, but they go together. So, and I'll put links in the actual, like, show notes for this. But davidsbestmate.blogspot.com is not just where you can read his blog, but it's also where you can find out about his first book called Me Writings. And he's also got a second book, I don't know the title of that one, coming out in November. So look for that. It's an awesome way to increase awareness of how these senior pets and older dogs can be amazing companions even after they're not young and in their prime anymore. And from meeting my friend Mike and Bill's greyhounds, I know that they're very gentle creatures. They're couch potatoes most of the time. They're sweet. They're very sensitive souls. And they're very clean. So as much as I think you should all adopt pointers, in fact, you should adopt the pointer lab that I'm fostering, Morgan, I also think that if you don't get a pointer or a mutt or a big black dog from the shelter, then a retired greyhound is an acceptable choice. Like, you need me to validate that. So that's that one thing. But the other thing is a friend of mine, and I'm not going to name names, a friend of mine has a daughter who is 17, and she's sort of creative and funny and irrepressible and really energetic, and she's been having some issues with her dad and her stepmother lately, and so she's gone kind of on walkabout. She's done it with tacit permission. A bus trip was paid for and things like that, and she's gone to California, which is where I spent much of my life. Actually, she's gone to a city where I used to practically live. But I wrote her a letter. I have this theory that all kids, and especially teenage girls, need to have an adult friend who isn't their mother that they can talk to. I think it's really important. I'm very blessed that I had, when I was growing up and today, I have many, many people in my life who were adult friends, older friends, who are not my mother, and some of them were my mother's friends. So I knew that I could trust them and they would never bring me to harm. But I think it's really important to have those sort of older adults that you can talk to about things you can't quite talk to your parents about. And it's not necessarily therapy, although I think therapy is not a bad thing for anybody, because we all need someone neutral to talk to from time to time. And while I am not really that person to her, I did because I do still have connections in the area where she's going, and because I think she's an awesome young woman. She's a great kid, and she's turning into an awesome young woman. She just needs a little bit of finding her own path and encouragement to do it in the right way. So I wrote her an email, and I wanted to share the email, if that's all right. Well, like, you care if it's all right. It's up to me. It's my podcast. So I'm sharing the email because it is very much in the vein of all the different kind of email messages and letters that my mother had sent to most of the young women in my family as we came of age. So this is what I wrote. Hey you, Miss Awesome Irrepressible, insert name here. So you're off on an adventure. Good for you. I'm going to give you some advice. Not that you asked, but I get to give you advice because I'm your mom's friend and because I think you were an awesome kid who's on the verge of blossoming into an amazing young woman. You can read it, or you can tell me to get fucked. It's your call. But I hope you read it. First, there's a restaurant in Campbell called Hobie's. Go there. They do healthy food, but they do it in a really not gross way, and their blueberry coffee cake is one of the things that everyone must experience at least once in their lifetime. Trust me on this. There's also an ice cream place in San Francisco called Mitchell's. Go there, too. Try the avocado, try the ube, try the macapuno, and then if you really want to, you can still buy chocolate. Either way, it's made of awesome. Second, go to Santa Cruz. Ride the wild mouse. Dip your toes in the surf. Go to the lighthouse and watch the surfers and the bonfire and dance to the drum circles. None of this will save your soul, but it certainly won't hurt it either. Third, remember that ultimately the only person you are responsible to or for is yourself. At some point, you have to own your choices. I recommend not waiting until you're 25 or 30, because it's harder to do the older and bitterer you become. Fourth, fall in love. Fall in love hard and often. Enjoy it, because love, real love, is messy and exciting and kind of scary. But don't get married. At least, don't get married until you're over 25, have seen Europe, have lived on your own for at least a year, and have experienced at least one truly tragic love affair. Fifth, protect yourself. Mace is good. A piercing whistle is good. A good left hook is even better. Also, never trust the guy to handle birth control. Ever. It's your body and your job to keep it safe in all respects. And finally, have fun. Experience everything you can. Take pictures, keep a journal, remember everything. And if you get stuck or just need an ear, remember that I'm always available and I won't judge and I won't write you out to your parents. Happy adventuring. And happy adventuring, I just dropped my iPad again, sorry. Happy adventuring to everyone listening, too. It's been an adventure for me doing this podcast for a good portion of August. I started late, and I haven't done every single day since I started, but I think I've done a really good representative sampling of days, and I'm having fun, and I'm going to continue the project, not daily, but a couple times a week, I think, throughout the rest of the year, and then see what happens. I'm finding that doing something audio, even if there's only like one or two people who listen, is keeping me really in a creative zone that I am enjoying. I have not been this prolific in terms of writing stuff and creating stuff and even getting more voice roles since like 2007 when I was doing improv on stage. So it's good for me, and torturing other people by making them listen, that's just bonus. Anyway, happy Wednesday and have a good rest of the week, and thanks for listening.